So are you making this one fatal mistake when it comes to how you want to grow your business, especially in healthcare, where I see people leave these massive clinics where they had this machine built out for them. They were running through the whole insurance machine, right? It should be called insurance care these days. Not really healthcare, but insurance care. But like, they're going through this machine. They go out and say, I'm going to do my own thing. I got an idea. I'm going to approach it differently. And they get out there and they don't have this one piece of the puzzle. I believe cost so many people, so many entrepreneurs, so many salespeople, especially in med tech as well. People that are newer to the space, they come in excited, want to make an impact in healthcare, which so many of us do, and we're missing this first step. And I discovered after about 8 years now in med tech that if you do this one thing up front, man, it could save you so much heartache and really allow you to not miss out on all that revenue that is there for you if you're willing to show up with this one thing. It will really flip the script, and there's a three-level process to it. We're going to get into that and more on today's Sales Culture Podcast. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Sales Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Lemon. We're talking about some of the biggest challenges of why people are not successful when it comes to selling. Even if they have a great service, a great product, they can deliver on whatever they're claiming to do, which is kind of rare too these days. But let's just say you have that thing going for yourself. I don't see a lot of great products, but I do see some products. I'm like, man, I'm surprised it didn't catch on. Surprised that didn't take off, because it's not a given. And people that aren't in sales will say things like, oh, this product's so good, it should sell itself. I'm like, yeah, if it's so good, it could sell itself. We could just send it outside, right? And money will come in. You know, like, no product is that good. It just sells itself. And you have to capture someone's awareness. You got to build a desire for the product, get people interested. You got to take them through the funnel. There's a lot of things that you can automate and you can leverage AI to help you get there. But one thing that has to come through at some point, and whatever you're trying to convey to the market or get done in the market or however you want to serve your people that you're trying to work with, is that you have to be sold on what you have. At the end of the day, people are buying feelings. They're buying the why you're behind it. They're buying the thing that really moves them. And you talking through all the logical reasons of why it's so great for them to buy your thing isn't going to get it there. That's not what they're actually buying. Now, they will justify with the logic, so you got to make sense, and especially in B2B, it has to be able to check boxes. You have to be able to get a return on your investment. This is not just like throwing it into the wind. So that's not what this conversation is about at all. This is about knowing why you're there in the first place. And I think that for a lot of people, we show up with this mentality of, I'm going to logically dissect and decode why every prospect, every person I'm speaking with should buy from us. And that's smart. That's a smart thing to do. But I believe before you even go there, you need to know why you're even doing what you're doing. And you need to be 100% sold on why you're doing it. And I think one of the ways that you get there is understanding your story and your backstory behind how you even end up in this place. Like, for instance, the reason why I like talking about sales so much is because I was raised by, I believe, the greatest saleswoman that ever walked the planet. I mean, like, Pat Lemon literally was a phenomenal saleswoman. Now, I don't know where she really ranked when it came for her tenure at AT&T, and nor does that matter. But when I saw her in my presence, she sold me on numerous things. I was pretty a determined kid coming up, and then saw her convince my sister to do numerous things, and she sold my dad constantly. And so I like, and people that interacted with her had a great time, but I could tell that there was, she was getting her way to get things done. And that a lot of times is what sales people have to really do. You have to understand what your objective is beyond just making money, right? I think that if you're in the sport for making money alone, you're going to play yourself, because people are actually really good at understanding and really just seeing through BS. Let me just call it like it is. People can see through a lot of the motivations that we think that, oh, nobody knows why I'm doing this. They might not know the exact reason, but they could feel like something's off. I think so many times we've seen things happen. We're like, I'm not sure what's going on, but I'm out, because something's weird about this conversation. Something's weird about this person, how they're presenting it. I'm not fully sold there. And there's nuances there to how we show up, the body language that we have, our tone, and things that we can practice and we should practice. But at the end of the day, if you are not sold, it will show up. And I think you have to understand why you're there. And for me, when it comes to sales and sales coaching, the thing that I really love about this sport is what I kind of like to view it as, is that one, I was raised by one of the greatest saleswomen to ever walk the planet, and an industrial engineer, my father. And like, so to me, this is the art and science of selling and just growing businesses. You can call it sales. You can view this a lot. I'm doing a lot more marketing activities these days because I think that's the better you can drive awareness, the better you can craft your stories and your messaging, the easier the sales happens, right? The easier it is to grow your actual brand or your actual company, whatever you're up to. They play really well together. And I think that understanding the science and knowing how to interchange the right words so you can get the maximum outcome, knowing what's the best time to send off different messages, how you can get certain things in front of certain people, running the ads that are going to get you a nice ROAS, get you a nice return on that investment. Like, those are all the science pieces of growing a business. And the art piece is, one, you being sold, you caring about the people that you're trying to actually serve in the market or the industry that you're claiming. And you can break it into, honestly, three different things when you're dissecting yourself. Let me just kind of talk about that for 2 seconds too, is that there's three problems I'm always thinking about. One, if I'm talking to an actual customer, but you should do this on your own self. And it's three layers on that cake. One, you got to think about the external factors, like what's happening in the industry, what's happening externally that is just really outside your control. What are the internal factors that you're challenged with, right? And these are things that are personal convictions. These are questions we should be asking to probe a little bit deeper. So not only understanding what's happening in their company or what at their practice or wherever their business is, get the situation, get the POV there, but get some deeper insight into why they would even think about moving on whatever you're presenting to them. Why are you guys even talking? You know, maybe you guys shouldn't be talking. You should walk away now. It's probably a waste of your time if you don't understand some of these things about internally what's happening. And then the last one is really important philosophically. Like, what's your thought process behind this? Because when I talk to salespeople, and especially people that are newer to the space, and me coming from this med tech world and really been in healthcare now for almost about 8 years on the medical device side. But then previously I was a personal trainer. I did that for a gang of years, all through college and everything else too. And so I'm with a lot of people that are, let's say, health focused first, which is awesome. And then, but they're not really thinking about the money up front a lot of times. And I would say that, philosophically, they say things to themselves like, you know, man, salespeople are scam artists. Salespeople are just trying to take advantage of folks. They're people that are trying to manipulate people out of money, and they're not wrong, but so are some doctors, so are some lawyers, so are some construction workers, right? There's bad people all over the place. But that's why if you go back and you dig deeper on yourself to understand internally why you're doing what you're doing and your story behind that, and then you look externally as well and see, man, what impact can I really have in the marketplace? Is my product actually something that's going to serve somebody, or is there better products out there? Because I'm a firm believer in, man, you got to have a good product. You got to bring something of value to the people, and not just because you said it's great, but something that you can actually stand on and justify. That's all a piece of this conversation. So with that being said, man, you're looking at getting into sales early in the game. Ask yourself those three questions to understand your overall philosophical views of what you're doing and why you're doing it, your internal belief systems and what things might need to be checked there. And then externally, are you actually doing anything for the market? And that will help you build up a story. Notice those are the same things that they have in any great story that you want, any great movie that you want to look at. They're hitting those problems. So, man, we'd love to see more people get into the medtech world as well. The wild part about this space is that you don't need a lot of what I thought you would have needed to get into the space. You can come in with a high school degree if you are willing to do the work. If that's you, please don't hesitate to reach out. And you can please go like and subscribe to the Sales Culture Podcast on all the major platforms.